African Voice News, your global link.
VIP calls for suspension of loans component under CDF. Deputy Government Chief Whip advises Zambians against quick fixes on national development. And IMF praises Senegal for economic reforms amid debt misreporting. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Vice President Mtalena Lumango has directed the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to consider suspending the loan component under the Constituency Development Fund CDF due to the high rate of loan defaulters by beneficiaries. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango expressed the disappointment that many beneficiaries are not repaying the funds, despite the CDF loan scheme being a revolving fund intended to benefit more citizens and stimulate economic growth. She emphasized that the loan component should only resume once defaulters begin to pay back their loans, warning that it would be wasteful for government to continue injecting money into a system that is not yielding returns. All those who have been accessing loans with no intention of paying back qualify to be called thieves, said Mrs. Nalumango.
Terrible thing. It will make us fail to grow our economy. When you fail to pay, where else are you going to go next? It's a very unfortunate situation, and therefore this house has seen that this component of CDF is not working. Therefore, the minister is here. It's just important. I will not say it stops. Let's suspend. It should be suspended, Honorable. Until people that have borrowed pay back, let money go to other projects. Until people's minds are ready to borrow and pay.
And Mrs. Nalumango has clarified that government has no intention to bribe a judge in South Africa dealing with a state funeral impact at Edgar Lungu. Responding to a question from Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga regarding the leaked audio involving Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga and a cabinet minister, Mrs. Nalumango clarified that the audio in question does not confirm any government plan to bribe a judge in South Africa. Mrs. Nalumango said that the audio, whether fake or real, does not represent government position on the matter, saying that what was said in the audio was merely a suggestion, adding that it is not unusual for people to express differing opinions in the wake of the death of a prominent individual, noting that many Zambians have shared their own private views on the matter.
When big things happen, everybody speaks about the same, but they don't say one thing. This one says this, this one says that. Let us go, let us do it this way. So those were proposals and suggestions. There was nowhere in that audio, which I've also listened to, unless I missed it, that government has decided to go and bribe a judge in South Africa. It is not there. So don't add into, face the reality, face something which is there.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, to resume her duties in the House within 14 days following the burial of her father, former President Edgar Lungu, or within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly, whichever comes first. This follows a ruling delivered today in the National Assembly after Zambezi East Member of Parliament Brian Kambita raised a point of order regarding Ms. Lungu's prolonged absence from parliamentary proceedings and reports suggesting that her family does not intend to return to Zambia. Ms. Muti clarified that according to parliamentary standing orders, any member seeking to be absent must obtain prior written permission. She further noted that the absence from four consecutive sittings without such permission requires referral to the Committee on Privileges and Absences. While acknowledging the seriousness of the matter, the Speaker recognized the passing of former President Edgar Lungu on June 5, 2025 in Pretoria, South Africa, and the ongoing legal matter surrounding his burial. She expressed sympathy for Ms. Lungu's mourning period, but stressed that the people of Chawama must not go and represented in the House.
While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former president and the need for Ms. T. Lungu MP to mourn and put to rest her father, I'm also alive to the need for the people of Chawama Parliamentary Constituents to be represented. In this regard, I direct in absentia Ms. T. Lungu, MP, to present herself to either my office, if the House will be on recess, or the House within 14 days after the burial of her late father.
Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has urged Zambians to move away from a culture of demanding quick fixes in national development and instead trust the long-term processes being implemented by government. Mr. Mufalali said that some of the investment decisions and policy pronouncements made by government require time to bear fruit and called on all well-meaning citizens to exercise patience and support the ongoing efforts. He made the remarks when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program on the topic, National Matters. Zambians are understandably unhappy with load shedding, but they must understand that there are long-term investments underway in the energy sector, and the country is expected to have a surplus of electricity within the next 2 years, said Mr. Mufalali. He added that the past reliance on short-term fixes is part of the reason Zambia remains heavily indebted, stressing the need for a sustainable approach to national development.
I think we have mainly focused more on votes. And with more concern on votes, we have always gone for quick fix to please and appease those who claim that they, or those who voted for us, and say, we say, no, because they voted for us, we just do anything. We must fix our economy. We must build resilience in our economy so that whatever we do, after we have done what we have done, it must be sustainable going forward.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed concern over the continued disregard for road safety regulations by some transporters, which has led to tragic loss of lives on the country's roads. This follows a fatal road traffic accident that occurred yesterday along the Solwezi-Chingola Road involving a Likili bus and a truck which claimed 7 lives and left 29 others injured. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti attributed the accident to reckless and dangerous driving, stressing that some motorists pay little regard to passenger safety. Both drivers must be penalized and reprimanded, as there must be accountability for the lives lost due to negligence, said Mr. Kamuti. He further urged the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RITSA, to increase enforcement efforts, particularly targeting long-distance bus drivers and truck operators who, he said, are often found flouting traffic rules.
I know, Rasta, that we have challenges with vehicles to enforce, because we are expected to see a lot of highway patrols vehicles on our highway roads, because this is where these accidents are happening. We should have made it mandatory that we find ourselves in such areas where these areas where accidents are prone. That's the only way out to see the reduction in these unnecessary fatalities.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on one radio station. On a Friday, our business for the last Friday month of July, 1.17, I'm looking at the euro, 1.34, pound, 0.64, Australian dollar, 1.09. New Zealand dollar, and of course 7.16 the Chinese one, 1.47 Japanese yen, 85.56 as Indian rupee, and 17.74 a strong South African rand. Our kwacha, whether you like it or not, I'll say it is strong. I mean, we were 28, we're down to 24. As I'm talking to the banks, just measuring it up on their 2% profitability, that's it. 23.34 is the buy, FNB and selling at 23.65, and I've seen Zanaki is on the highest on 23.70 in terms of 23.74 sell, and of course I've seen ups on 23.670 as well. So that's a level we are 23 highest, 23.74 sell and buying 23.10. The bureaus are all on the same level with a difference probably 0.02 and so forth like that. Now international market is where Brent crude is concerned, trading at 69.50 a barrel, jet fuel $66.33 a barrel. Cocoa lovers, I had to bring in this for you. I'm looking at cocoa trading at $8.02 a ton because we love chocolate. And of course, 1019, that's soybeans, 419 corn, 538, that is wheat, international market. All that is per ton. And those interested in the copper price, $9.48 a ton, $15.520, nickel. And